4 years ago, Medicaid started paying for doula care in Virginia. But this summer, there were only 19 doulas certified to serve Medicaid clients in Northern Virginia. Red tape is stunting ambitious plans to boost access for women in the program. Rachel Spears, with our partner KFF Health News, went to Alexandria to understand the barriers to care.
Tasia Iglesias is warm and welcoming, exactly the kind of person you might want at your side when you're giving birth.
Okay.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doulas specialize in advocating for parents, providing emotional support before and after birth. They can be part of a team that includes doctors or midwives. Research shows doulas can reduce anxiety and improve health outcomes for moms and babies. I met Iglesias at the space where she teaches prenatal and lactation classes. She had on a purple jumpsuit and no shoes.
We kind of created this to fill the gaps that we realized existed because we had to go through it.
Iglesias is on Medicaid. Years ago, she had a difficult birthing experience. Today, she works to make sure other moms have the support of a doula. But in the first 2 years of the law, only 1% of Medicaid births used doula services. Iglesias is co-chair of a task force that's trying to make it easier for doulas to accept moms on Medicaid. But Iglesias herself decided not to work within the Medicaid system.
I don't want to be state certified with a training that I feel is not full and complete. A training that doesn't touch on that community aspect of work.
If she did take reimbursements from Medicaid, Iglesias would only be able to offer 8 doula visits, and most are limited to 60 minutes. Iglesias and doula Sienna Butler say it's not enough.
Have you ever done a prenatal visit that was less than an hour? You can't.
You really can't.
Especially if you want to actually build a relationship with this person that you're going to be standing in with in their most vulnerable moment. It ain't happening.
Public health researcher Desiree Liefart-Mensa interviewed several doulas who got bogged down in paperwork and never got certified. While at George Mason University, she studied the policy rollout in Virginia.
Here it's just a little unique where it's a higher Medicaid population, but a lower number of doulas that are there in Northern Virginia that are serving Medicaid beneficiaries to meet the need.
One group that has embraced Medicaid reimbursement is Birth in Color. Kenda Dania leads the statewide doula collective.
Originally, the doula reimbursement was like great, but now we're looking at like certain logistics are not working the way that we wanted them to work.
She says that one problem is long wait times for reimbursement. Another complaint is the pay. It doesn't consider the cost of living, which is especially high in Northern Virginia. Still, Dania says the policy does enable low-income parents to have a birthing bestie. Doula Tasia Iglesias says she wants to be in the room with new parents on Medicaid.
You have doulas here wanting to do the work. But if nobody does it, then that's a whole population of people that don't get help.
While policy conversations continue, Iglesias raises money so that she can provide doula care outside of the Medicaid system.
In Alexandria, I'm Rachel Spears.